inside the closed session consultation. Please. Inside the consultation, we discussed the draft of resolution proposed by the Russian Federation. Every country has explained its national position. We have time up to Monday in order to receive the comments for that resolution, in order to see what happened. Then we spend a lot of time discussing, but we don't have any agreement about that. In my national capacity, I just want to express that Venezuela, we are really worried about the situation in the border between Syria and Turkey. We receive information that the Turkish are involved directly in the situation in north of Syria, and then for us it's some warning about the escalation of the situation in the Syrian war, which now is very, very complicated. We believe that everybody, all the parts, are the commitment with the Munich Agreement, and we believe that the only solution for this conflict have to be the political and diplomatic solution. We call again to respect the principles of the Charter, mainly respecting about the sovereignty and the territorial integrity of Syria. It's in our national capacity. We are going to wait up to Monday in order to have to express our position related with this resolution, draft of resolution from Russian Federation. Thank you.
Yes. So, do you think that this is the most dangerous moment of the Syrian crisis?
Well, it's very dangerous because it's escalating the violence in the war. And we are trying to have a peace talk, a political solution. Then it's something like against the political solution to block the political solution of this situation. For that reason, it's very dangerous.
Do you believe if 2254 was implemented, we wouldn't be here in this position today?
Well, we vote in favor of that resolution. We hope that all the parties follow this solution and respect this resolution. But as we understood, we don't have at the moment any agreement related with the ceasefire. And then this issue will be part of the Munich conversation.
If Turkey or Saudi Arabia were to send in ground troops, how do you think the council would react? Would you call for an emergency meeting? What would be your response?
Yes, I am ready as a president of the Security Council to call for an extraordinary meeting if that situation is worse.
Do you have said that you'll have a meeting on Monday discussing this again once this resolution is in hand?
No, as you know, the methodology is to everybody have the resolution and express the comments to the political coordinator, and let's see if we will have some meeting to discuss. Okay, thank you. Thank you very much.